It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Early voting has wrapped up ahead of Indiana's primary, with the Republican Senate race between Richard Lugar and Richard Murdoch not grabbing voter interest like the Democratic presidential primary did 4 years ago. The early voting period at county election offices ended at noon today. State figures show that through Friday, about 89,000 people had cast ballots for Tuesday's primary. That's down some 40% from the same time ahead of the 2008 primary, when Indiana's record for primary voter turnout was shattered after Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton targeted the state in their presidential campaigns. Lugar is fighting to win the GOP nomination for a seventh term in the Senate against Murdoch, the Tea Party-backed state treasurer. We'll have more on that primary race from Indiana Public Broadcasting in about 15 minutes. Last week ended with bad economic news from the federal government. Job growth has slowed, and in a new report, Illinois' chief economist Edward Boss says things are even worse here.
The state, by several measures, when you compare it nationally, seems to be lagging somewhat behind. If you look at the unemployment rate, et cetera, we have a higher level than the national rate.
The federal unemployment rate is 8.1%. In Illinois, that figure is 8.8%. Boss says Illinois' unemployment rate is usually a little higher than the nation as a whole, but he would have expected that to work itself out in the 3 years since the recession. Boss says the state's persistently higher rate of unemployment is something of a mystery. A woman has pleaded not guilty to charges that allege she stole more than $53 million from the Illinois community whose finances she oversaw for decades. Former Dixon financial officer Rita Crundwell pleaded not guilty to wire fraud in a Rockford courtroom today. She will be represented by public defenders. Prosecutors contend that Crundwell had been transferring Dixon's money to a secret account since 1990 and using the money to create one of the nation's leading horse breeding operations and buy luxury homes, cars, and jewelry. Crundwell and attorney Paul Gaziano refused to comment on the case. In the wake of that trial, a group of Republican state senators is pushing legislation to make local government records accessible online. Rachel Otwell reports.
With Dixon's ex-comptroller recently charged for embezzling $53 million from city funds, some lawmakers say the time is right to increase transparency. They say citizens should act as watchdogs and hold their government ethically accountable. One of their Republican sponsors, Senator Kyle McCarter from Lebanon, says if local government officials are required to make documents public, they will be more honest.
We always behave better when people are watching. Our tone is a little different. What might have been questionable is not questionable because we typically do the right thing when people are watching.
The proposal would require units of local government, like townships and cities, as well as school districts, to put records of budgets, audits, and expenditures on their websites. I'm Rachel Otwell.
The Mahomet Seymour School Board is choosing a Central Illinois school official to be its new superintendent. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
Rick Johnston has been superintendent at the El Paso Gridley School District in McLean and Woodford counties for the past 3 years. Before that, the Indiana native was a teacher and administrator at the Mount Carmel District for 15 years. Mahomet Seymour School Board President Terry Green says board members chose Johnston out of a field of nearly 40 applicants to be their new superintendent. Green says Johnston's record shows excellence in fields ranging from academics to finance, but he says his leadership skills are what makes him stand out.
He is a very, very much a leader, a team builder. He's good at building coalitions and bringing different groups and pockets of people together to rally behind a cause. We've seen that at the previous school districts that he served.
And Green says the Mahomet Seymour School District will need those leadership skills as it confronts what he believes will be increased funding problems in the future. Pending final ratification by the school board tonight, Rick Johnston will take over July 1st from Dr. Keith Oates, who's been hired as superintendent in the Marion School District in Southern Illinois. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
The head of a committee exploring the feasibility of minor league baseball in Champaign expects to have a business plan in place by late this year. And Tony Johnston's group has gotten some help from University of Illinois students the past few months. MBA candidates with the Illinois Business Consulting Group have completed an economic study for the owner of a baseball stadium that would not only rely on ticket sales for games, but could be used for other events like concerts and party rentals. The student group showed its findings to committee members over the weekend. Johnston says he hopes the mayor and city council get a chance to see them as well.
We're going to end up with the presentation and the Excel model as a result of this. So it's just a tremendous amount of information. Again, it doesn't lock anything or set anything in stone, but it's a great research project that comes back with a tremendous amount of information that we can use.
Johnston hopes to provide a formal presentation to city leaders by the fall. His exploratory group is still looking at possible locations for a stadium and the size of it based on demographics and population. The Minor League Baseball Exploratory Committee hopes to lure in a single-A franchise that's affiliated with a major league team. Johnston says the owner of the stadium could be a private group, a private-public partnership, or the city of Champaign itself, while likely relying on tax incentives like a tax increment financing district. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.